That's what I have.
Oh, they're, do you have two dogs that are miniature?
Kind of.
All right, we're recording. Oh, schnucks. No, we're good. We're recording a podcast.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I said schnucks because I thought there were kids in here. Okay, so we were going to introduce the podcast with this episode?
Yeah.
Tell people what we're doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're trying to make it up. We're making it up as we go. Okay. It's something that you and I have talked about doing.
For 7 months.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you called me one day and said, how about Monday? I was like, all right, cool. Let's do it on Monday.
That's my schedule. and as far as a theme goes, Terry was running that by us, but there is no theme. We're just two guys talking.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think this is going to be a compelling episode for people to watch? Just talking about the podcast on the podcast to start.
Well, you know, I don't know if it will be very informative, so it's not like an educational video. But it could be one of those, you know, you got people that teach folks how to do things. But then there's also those people that you learn how not to do things from.
Yeah.
We could be those people.
I was thinking one day we'll show an example of how two really dumb people can still make things happen if they have one friend. And it'll be like a friendship story. Like
that's
we called
nice.
Our friend Terry. We had him come hit the button. We didn't use that for the audio. The audio is garbage because I did it. And then people listen in their car. They masturbate because they like my voice. I've been told I have a very soothing and sexy voice for a gay man.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
I agree with that as well.
Yeah. So do you want to hit some of these topics to get
That's
things
why
rolling?
I'm looking forward to doing this so that I can listen back to it.
See how gay I am.
No, so I have something to masturbate to.
That's fine, too. I actually did have a girl tell me once while I was tattooing her. Halfway through the tattoo, she looks up and she goes, your voice is so soothing. And she said it like that, not like a compliment, like I'm a little moister than I'm supposed to be. And then that same lady, not long after that, sent me a very inappropriate message on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Fast forward 7 or 8 years, I got banned from Snapchat for trying to sell up a pewee pewee, which is what we call a GUN when I'm podcasting now, because I don't know what. Is China going to get us a pewee pewee? I was trying to, you know, those home defense accessories. I was trying to sell those on Snapchat.
Right.
I don't want the first episode to get flagged. I also put the word molested on TikTok today just to see what happened. Because I can't say water gun. Dang it. We're getting canceled. I can't say water gun on TikTok. So I got banned for 30 days, I believe, for water gun.
Okay. In what context?
Wait, is he in the podcast now? Are you? They might not even hear you. I was like, man, you know, I hit him with that squirt gun or something. Like I was talking about playing with my son in a live stream. And then my live stream got hit with the, you said something inappropriate because you shot a kid, I guess. But I was talking about a squirt gun and I said squirt gun or water gun. I can't remember which. And now just because like all TikTok is porn, I figured I could get away with saying molested. So I have a joke where I'm like, I didn't get molested yet. I'm still waiting. And part of that joke, the word molested is huge on the screen on TikTok. I put it up this morning. We're going to see what happens.
TikTok is, they can be fickle.
They're weird.
I had, because it is as close to.
Kids and molestation, they just scan the whole thing.
I think TikTok's cool with molestation.
I do a joke in my regular set, and then I did that joke for a TikTok once.
Yeah.
And TikTok deleted it. And so now that's become part of the
bit,
too.
Let me guess the joke.
If you would stay inside when I do my sets and stop going outside to smoke weed every time I get on stage.
I know the joke. The thing is, every time you get on stage, people go, we got 45 minutes. You want to smoke? And then we're outside for 43 and a half minutes and you do 46. So you're pretty on time. But no, I know the joke. It's regarding a midget taking a horse dick because you watch YouTube. Can I ruin the joke on the podcast?
Yeah, go ahead.
You watch a lot of YouTube, you get in that YouTube rabbit hole.
Right.
You go down there, you start out with, like, you're going very specific. You want to, you know, change your alternator on your 2004 Nissan Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 hours later, you're watching how the Vikings built their ships or some crazy shit like that.
Right.
Then you go on Pornhub, same shit happens. You're trying to just find some nice Christian lesbian porn.
There you go.
I listen. What's weird is I can't remember my jokes that well. I'll be up there trying to remember my joke.
And then 4 hours later, you're watching a midget take a horse dick down the throat.
And I like watching a midget take a... Dude, I actually have accidentally watched bestiality porn on Tumblr. I didn't mean to, but I have. It is not sexual at all, but it is interesting.
Tumblr was an interesting social media platform. Because I think it was... Like, it started out to be something else, and then just porn took it over.
It was supposed to be, like, a creative blog, but they were, like, those super, like, libertarian people that are like, we're not going to censor anything. And then it was like, let's see if we can get away with putting my butthole on it. And then people were like, butthole? That's nothing.
Yeah. And then wait till you see what I do with a Rottweiler.
Dude, that's the first time I watched tranny porn on accident.
Man, you watch a lot of weird porn on accident. I feel like that's hard to accidentally type into the search engine.
Here's what I typed in the search engine. Tattoos. I literally, like, one of my clients told me, she goes, you should get a Tumblr to promote your stuff. You're just doing Instagram and Facebook. You should get Tumblr. And I was like, what the fuck is Tumblr?
Right.
She showed me, and she was like, it's just people put, like, poems and stuff, or you could put pictures, whatever. It's anything. It's just like Facebook. And I was like, all right, cool. So I made one that night, and I was just, let me see who to follow. I typed tattoos, figured I'd see the big-name tattooers. I didn't, but I got about halfway down, and I saw somebody trying to fit a baseball bat in their own vagina.
Wow.
That led me to a Pepsi bottle that was all the way in the vagina, which led me to... Now I'm watching porn.
It's too late to back out now.
So then...
I've got wood. I may as well finish.
We cannot put any of this on Instagram because my 12-year-old has Instagram now. But no, it was like, why? I don't... This is not something that is attractive to me, but now I'm intrigued.
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm still on tattoos here, just scrolling. See, five tattoos, one porn video. Five tattoos, one porn video. Five tattoos, what looks like some really high-quality porn. Little dark room, though.
Yeah.
Notice, I think the position would be called reverse cowgirl, but like with a backward lean, like really getting that, you know, that action on that dick.
Yeah.
I did not even notice that the lady that was doing all the getting fucked, but doing it from the top, had a dick and titties. I was looking at her titties, and I was so excited about her titties, I didn't see her huge wiener.
Yeah.
Swinging. I was like, wait, shouldn't that be in the... Oh. Yeah. And then I was gay for 3 weeks. It was brutal, dude.
I have accidentally come across stuff that I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, my God. Like, yeah. How did this happen? And I can't... I'm not intrigued by that stuff. Like, if there's, like, a soda bottle involved or something, I'm just like, this is brutal to me.
It doesn't make sense, but I can't watch somebody get their finger chopped off. Like, if somebody's like, dude, this guy cut off his own hand for $1 million.
Yeah.
It's like a fun YouTube video that people just enjoy. I can't.
Yeah.
But if somebody's like, look how much shit this lady fits in her vagina. If there's no blood and she did it to herself, great. If there's another person doing it, can't do it. Like, even if she volunteers, even if she goes, I just signed this form, I want this guy to shove this in me, I can't watch it if somebody else does it to her. But if she's doing it to her, I'm like, she obviously knows what's happening 100%. There's no peer pressure here. She put a camera there. She's like, I'm just going to shove this toolbox in my vagina. And I mean, it could be a small toolbox, but like, you put a tackle box in there, you go fishing with my brother, you catch some shit.
Even a small toolbox is large.
No,
too large for that
area. When I was going to add that travel one that looked like a big wallet.
That's still too big.
Dude, I could slide two of those in my butthole. The bath bombs keep getting bigger, man.
Have you, oh shit, what was I going to say? Have you, okay. You remember Rotten.com?
Never went to it, but I know what it is, yeah.
Okay. So when I was younger, me and a buddy of mine, like, it was, like, once a week, we went on Rotten.com just so we could see what kind of crazy shit there was. Somebody getting run over by a train.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, you know, some guy committing suicide and blowing it. I mean, it was no holds bar. There was blood and guts. And we would be like, oh, that's crazy and shit like that. The other day, my son showed me a video of somebody doing a skateboard trick, and you could tell that they obviously, like, dislocated their knee and went back. I almost threw up.
From that.
And that's all. He had jeans on, so it's like you couldn't see it. You just knew that's what happened, and that was...
Maybe it's just, like, life experience. You go, I kind of know what that could feel like now. Or you go, I know what that kid's future is now. I know the next 6 months are hell. Like,
right.
It's like when you're 25, you don't really know all that. And then once you've experienced more stuff, like watching people get kicked in the nuts was funny till I was, like, 15. And I got kicked in the nuts so much, I really thought I wasn't going to be able to have babies. I have a broken testicle. Like, a skateboard deck broke my fucking ball into two pieces.
Yeah.
And then it fused back. So I have one ball that's, like, long and cool looking. Dude, one of them looks
that's
like the Goodyear.
That's for a different episode.
It looks like the Goodyear blimp's just trying to go fast down. And it's like, sometimes it sucks itself up in there, sometimes it's lower. But the point is, like, I know that pain. So ever since that, I can't watch somebody get their balls hit. It's like empathy, I guess.
Do your testicles?
It's vicarious sympathy.
What's the difference between that and empathy?
You're feeling.
Oh, physically. Yeah, okay.
Physically felt. Well, it's the same thing.
I'm feeling it.
Do your testicles ever stop moving?
No.
Nah.
Like they're always in motion. Yeah. Like they're always like they're like a shark. They draw up and then yeah. they let back out. And
like I take a lot of baths. I see a lot of cool shit on them things.
Yeah. I like it's one of my favorite pastimes. You just lay there, and
watch your balls.
No, I like it better when my wife is watching.
To be honest,
like if she's like, "This is amazing." Like they just never stop moving.
If I could flip it where my dick was on bottom and everything would still work the same, I would totally do that.
These balls are way more interesting to watch.
Well, my dick's not very interesting. Like yesterday, I think I took a bath. It might have been a shower, but I remember I got out of whatever and I was in front of the mirror and I was like, oh, my dick's like way longer than my balls today. That's pretty good.
If I went pee right now, I wouldn't pee on my own balls.
Right. But like my balls are very long. So like that's a good, that's weird. It's a good hang.
Oh, I know a guy. There's a chance that you might know this guy also. And I don't think he'll mind at all. I don't think he'll mind.
Jerry knows what's happening.
Do you
sure.
know? Do you know Todd Claiborne?
Yes, I do.
Todd?
Yeah, dirt bikes and Cadillacs yeah. all day. Yeah.
Dude, longest nuts of anybody I've ever seen. And this is how I know. We're at a poker table one time in a casino, and Todd is hammered drunk, and he makes the comment about having long nuts. And he makes, or I think it was one of those. Like he came back from the bathroom. And he's like, sorry, guys, it took me so long. I had to dry my nuts off. They dipped into the water. And somebody was like, man, bullshit, whatever. And he goes, no, really. He stood up and reached into the front. We are in a casino at a poker table. Reaches into the front of his pants, pulls his nuts out, and hangs them out over the waistband of his pants.
This is the only person you could say that about besides his friend Jake Bima. That I would be like,
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Totally get that.
I've seen... So Jake Bima used to, you know Jake?
I might.
You should. Elgin Fletcher area. Yeah. Todd Claiborne and him were like BFFs. But anyway, he was really good friends with my brother. He would spend the night every now and then when I was like probably 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And they would not gay, but they'd sleep in the same bed and shit sometimes. And I would make fun of them.
Yeah.
And then every now and then Jake would wake up with like half a boner. And he just walk around the house with like a kind of like an arch going on there. And I'd be like, dude, I don't want to see your dick. He goes, it's not my dick. It's my shape. I was like, I don't want to see your shape. 20 years later, he'll still be like, I don't want to see your shape. Like when he sees me in public and shit. So bad. But no, Todd's wild, man. I don't know. I think he lives in like Broken Arrow now, but he used to own
somewhere
Willie
by
Dill.
Tulsa. Yeah.
I bagged trucks like as a kind of a side thing with my friends when I was like 12.
Yeah.
Because I'm normal. and I was painting cars and stuff. And he had that big Cadillac. And I ended up with a Cadillac. Now I have a 69 now, but I had a 68. And like, there's just this thing that happens when you're involved with air ride suspension and Cadillacs. You just know each other. Like, we don't know each other well, but like, I would consider him a close friend that doesn't know anything about me. And I feel like he would say, yeah, I know who that is. So that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like the first person I saw covered in tattoos, the first person I saw like successful while doing fun shit, you know, like just fucking off and getting paid for it. Like he was making really good money, bagging cars, selling wheels, like normal shit he wanted to do. And I never thought about it until you brought him up, but that might be like 2% of why I'm so adamant about being self-employed. Like I've had, I don't know, 10 jobs and 8 of them, I'm running it.
Right.
Like, from I was a kid, I had a paint shop, I'm a tattoo artist now. Do a comedy, you don't really have a boss in that. Like, that thing is really important to me, and I can't tell you why, because I never really hated any of my bosses except Tom Mayberger. Shout out to Tom. dude, I can't wait till he sees one of these podcasts.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
cool. Like he was a subject of the first podcast we ever did.
Yeah,
together.
No, that's why.
Yeah,
and
for
you're
sure.
wearing the he's wearing a competitor's podcast.
Yeah.
Shirt there.
It was the cleanest hoodie I owned.
I just went and bought this one brand new. I was going to leave it in a bag here for like the show after next, so I don't wear the same thing 2 shows in a row. But because I have a golden retriever, anything this color or darker, I just try to like keep it in a bag. Like
right.
I don't even, it can't, you can't even hang it with my other shirts. It takes me like 10 minutes extra to get ready for work if I'm wearing black just because my dog is a fucking furball.
Yeah.
So I also might be like really anal about weird shit like that. But then from here down, it's like, dude, it could be cum, so I don't even care.
I saw... the way that you arranged matches on the merch table the other day.
Yeah. 3 minutes.
You have some OCD.
That's only 3 minutes issue. Of my day. I'm good.
3 minutes out of your day. 3 minutes that you could have been doing
masturbating.
Anything else.
That's not a long time.
No, like, it's not. Also, my wife complains about 3 minutes all the time.
One time I went to 32 and I wanted to make sure I was back to the house in record time, but I hadn't done it in 48 hours. I jacked off in 18 seconds.
To completion?
I mean, I think so. I was in a hurry.
Like,
I wasn't even hard yet.
from limp to completion.
Yeah, I was starting to get hard as I came.
Wow.
Yeah, I could do things. I get things done.
Yeah, that's like, I think you've got a future in the movies.
Well, after Leo Mendez, shout out to Leo, after Leo told me how to last longer during sex and it worked, that I'm no longer self-conscious about. Like, now it's like, let me see how fast and how long. So now I can go 18 to 25 seconds or way longer than anybody wants, because you do breath work exercises while you do it. You just pretend you're Wim Hof. Like, you get where you're about to nut and you just slow down and you go, you just focus on your breath, pack those lungs.
I feel like that ruins the mood for both of you.
No, you hold something over her face. You put a pillow over. She didn't even notice, dude. I don't think. But anyway, I did it about 7 or 15 times. And she said, right, like, my penis would vibrate like it was about to go off. I didn't even know it vibrates when it goes off. Did y'all know that? Apparently, it's like a little dildo in there. It's like, for a few seconds, and then it goes. She's like, it would just vibrate, and then nothing happened, and then you kept going. And I was like, is that a good thing? She's like, yeah. Because vibrating and then going off 4 seconds after you're in there, probably not worth my time. I shave my legs to get 33 seconds of penis. That's not... Would you shave your legs for 33 seconds of penis? Only when I'm drunk.
Have you seen these videos of the guys that are having their girls get on the bed and do the humping motion?
I saw one.
And go hard. Like, you got to go as hard as I go when we're having sex. And they're like 25 seconds in and they're like, this is ridiculous. And like, and you get mad when I only go a minute. You can't even make it half of that.
But the thing is, none of us is, it's never been an endurance issue. It's a wee nut issue. I'm pretty sure.
Not nowadays.
Oh, okay.
I'm 41 years old. Nowadays, I'm tired.
I can't get tired while I'm fucking. I'll have an asthma attack, keep fucking. Like, yeah. Because my dick's happy, I trick my brain into lasting. But until Leo, 3 to 15 minutes was like the range. And 15, I was like, high fives around. I'd go fucking wake the kids up. You know? Go in there and be like, hey, I can't tell you what, but be proud of your daddy. Daddy just did something real good for mommy.
You're welcome. Mom's going to be in a good mood tomorrow.
She's going to love waking up at 10:30 when I make her coffee, because I'll be up early because I'm going to pass out in 10 seconds. Like, if I nut at 11, I'm asleep at 11:01. If I nut at 2, I stay up all night and watch Goodfellas. I don't know. Like, really? There's like, yeah, I hit this like, spot where I've heard old people call it a second wind, which I think is where you fart and then you fart again. I don't know what it has to do with sleep, but it's a thing. Yeah, I'll nut, and then like if it's a normal time to go to bed or kind of early, I pass out. I mean it's disgusting, but sometimes I don't even like pee. You know, my wiener's just clogged up with all that jizz, and I go to sleep.
Dude, that's the worst.
Well, when you pee in the morning, it's really fun though, because what you do is you just you just know it's not going to hit where you think it's going to. Yeah, you just like. Sometimes I'll look out the window. My toilet's over there. I don't, you know, just
so I got a mop.
I just keep a towel and a Swiffer in there. Like, why does this towel smell like coffee and piss? I don't know.
One hand on the wall.
Yeah, I was trying to balance.
That's like when you were a kid, peeing with morning wood was the worst. When you you just had to lean over.
Yeah, I still
put
do
your
that.
Hands on the tank. And just try to aim down. And then, if you have sex and then just go straight to sleep, then you wake up. Here's what I do.
I'm ready.
I just open the pee hole right before I go. Oh. You know, just give it, because that's all it is. It's just dried cum right there. So just crack that seal. Open the pee hole a little bit. I don't think that's all it is. For sure.
I think it's deeper than that. Swelling. I think there's also like a, you know when the train's going down the track and that little dude's got to run out and crank the thing to make it miss to go to Milwaukee instead of fucking Wyoming or whatever.
I knew I should have took a left at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Anybody remember that from Bugs Bunny?
No.
He would just pop up in the middle of nowhere and go, I should have took a left at Albuquerque.
No. You should have. No. None of us watched that show. That's racist against the Japs.
Bugs Bunny was?
Bugs Bunny, yeah. Really? Yeah. That's what the kids told me. I don't know. I've been told that they were like,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract you from the little man that's derailing was, inside your penis.
It's something to do with the big eyes and big teeth. It was like a stereotype for Japanese people back then, and we were at war with Japan when it was made or something. I don't fucking know. I don't believe it. It's just like Dr. Seuss getting canceled. He's a dead person. He wasn't a doctor. You can't cancel him. Also, I do think one fish, two fish is pretty fucking solid rhyming. As I was saying, the thing that derails it, I think you got one of those down in your semen tract. You got like a valve, and I think you got like a V or a Y going in. I think it's like a Y. Like your dick is the base of the Y, and then you got like your nut juice and your bladder juice. And I think when they intersect, I think the jizz overpowers your pee. This is all made up in my head, but it sounds right.
100%. I'm telling y'all, the problem is at the pee hole.
So what about when I...
Because if it's inside your penis, that wouldn't change the direction of it coming out.
Who is here right now?
It's apparently somebody with a key.
Somebody with a key is here right now. I don't know. But we're just going to try to keep rolling and ignore whoever's here and tell them we're doing a podcast by saying there's 5 minutes left, maybe 10 minutes left in this podcast. Who's that? Is that Jason? Oh, what's up, Father? I'm recording a podcast with Matt Farrell in here.
What is that thing that you have?
Herpes. What?
The vape.
The vape? Oh, Pax Pods.
Pax Pods?
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
No problem.
You say pods?
Yeah, Pax Pods.
I'm going to put your keys on top of the fridge.
Okay. All right, thank you. Y'all enjoy your Pax Pods.
I feel like Pax Pods are now a sponsor.
So this episode is brought to you by Pax Pods. Pax Pods are made by a company called Packwoods. Packwoods is a collaboration between Backwoods, your favorite old school tobacco blunt, and Pods. I don't know. But basically, it's marijuana that's approved by Backwoods. So you can get what's called I'm just going to make up a name for it, but it's like a Backwoods blunt. It's amazing. I give it a 10 out of 10. They take a hemp wrap that Backwoods has approved, and they put marijuana in it. And I love it. The product I'm talking about right now is a live rosin cartridge that tastes like actual blueberries jizzed in your mouth. It tastes like a bunch of little blue dudes nut in your mouth, but then you're high on marijuana. Another product they have that I really like is regular ass fucking moon rocks, but they put some shit on them. I don't know what it's called. I think they're called like pack rocks, maybe. I don't know, but you should check them out at Bud Ranch. Okay. Anyway, the derailer.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Red Chew. You want to explain Red Chew to him?
Dude, I don't. Not yet.
Okay.
We got to keep that one in our back pocket. But be on the lookout. Red Chew is coming. No. Okay.
Red Chew will be here soon.
There you go. That's the way to put it. Anyway.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm telling you guys, the peeing in opposite or crazy directions in the morning is definitely a pee hole situation, not a urethra situation.
Here's what I think about it.
It solves the multiple direction thing.
Yeah. Just give your hole a little, make sure it's clear in the morning.
One time, I nutted at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep. Unlike my story usually would indicate, you would think it's 11. I woke up in the morning, and then I washed my dick with the bidet. I sat down backwards on the toilet. I washed my dick with the bidet, flushed it out to see if that worked. That shit went deep in my pee hole. I peed. It went left, which is that way, not that way. I made that up.
Fuck, thank God. Dude, I was getting so uncomfortable. Okay, so a few months ago, I was the in-store Santa at Adam and Eve adult shop.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They said, and I'm not a big fan of going in those places. I don't know why I'm so uncomfortable in those kind of places, but I am, which doesn't make sense because of all the other shit that I do and I'm involved in, and I go on stage and make a fool of myself. But for whatever reason, I'm just uncomfortable in those places. Anyway, they set up a sex swing for me, so that was Santa's chair to take pictures with people, which is actually, it was pretty fun. But a friend of ours, Brandon Whitaker, decides to stop in and visit with me, and there was nobody else in the store, so he and I are walking around. I'm dressed like Santa. And we're looking at the random weird shit they have, and we come across a urethra stretcher. This is a device that goes into your pee hole for...
what?
Dude.
Why do you want to stretch it?
I don't know, but it makes me so... Like, have you ever had a cath? Have you ever been cathed?
No,
you
but I've had a seen catheter?
I've been cathed twice. Both times I was unconscious when they put it in, but I was damn sure awake when they took it out. It's not pleasant.
No, I've heard.
So why... I cannot, for the life of me, understand somebody wanting to do that just because they've got nothing else to do on a Thursday night.
Like, I'm thinking it's about nut flow. Like, maybe you have a really high sperm count. It takes you a minute because you got, like, that, like, ice cream machine nut coming out where it's like... and you're trying to make it, like, you know, spread.
Soft serve machine.
Yeah. It's like... Or if you're me, it's just like at McDonald's. It's never working. But no, like, that's one guess. I don't know. That's weird. I don't know why you would want to stretch your pee hole out. Like,
I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff in that store that doesn't make the size. Okay. I get, it's not my thing. I get people who enjoy butt play.
Right.
I even understand how some dudes like a finger in the butt. I understand how the prostate works. I understand that it's not for
science.
Me. Again, yeah. Don't touch my butthole. Anybody. I don't like my wife touching my butthole. Nobody. I don't like it. But I understand it. Right. Like, I understand where people get that. But there are some things that I'm just like, I can't even wrap my head around why. Like, so I understand, like, a butt plug. Like, I understand why some people might want butt plugs. Are you hearing something?
Yeah, that's not supposed to have a sound on it, but it does.
Oh. But now we know.
Yeah.
I understand butt plugs. But why go butt plugs so big?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me to, like, it's just an overkill, right?
Yeah. Also, like, okay, buttholes, we've talked about this on a podcast before, but buttholes don't recover like a vagina.
Right.
So, like, let's say hypothetically you're trying to get ready for a man. You know, you're going to get butt fucked real hard. This dude happens to be of African descent, so he's got, you know, a triple dick.
Okay.
And you're scared. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't know, you know,
I'm scared what in if this he's hypothetical
aggressive.
Situation.
Yeah, what
I'm
if he's fearful. Aggressive? All the lube in the world's not going to help if he fucking comes in there like, you know, like a slingshot hitting my asshole.
Right.
So you want to get it where it's already just shy of his dick height or dick width.
Yeah.
I get how you would want to do that 5 minutes before.
Like prepping.
But when we were talking about butt plugs the other day at the show, because you sell a butt plug.
Right.
Brandy said there's some in her books. And I was like, so people wear them out in public? And she goes, yeah, apparently when guys are, or girls are people, whoever, is getting ready to get BF'd in their A, they just...
a little bit of workout.
They just, yeah, they just stick it in there. But to me, that doesn't make any fucking sense because a butt plug gets thinner to where it's not stretching your sphincter while it's in, I thought.
Right.
But apparently, if it's really big and it's like a spade shape, apparently if it's like really big and it's on the inside, it's stretching from the inside out. So it's like, maybe it's to prevent a prolapse. Maybe I can jam shit in my ass, no problem. But when he's got that huge fucking mushroom tip, that ridge grips the inside of my asshole and pink socks me. Maybe it's to prevent injury. I don't know. You asked why, I'm taking guesses.
Yeah.
And I think that was a valid guess, was it not, Terry?
There was something about Matt. He's visualizing this whole thing. Right?
I know. No. I'm an artist. I visualize everything. I can see it. I kind of like it.
Ugh.
Go into the scientific side, but...
Sphincter?
Yeah.
Here's the only thing I like. Cold. Like, my wife has a butt plug, and she'll put a butt plug in, and the good thing about it is it makes everything on the inside...
It's a little tighter.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's, and now you're, because it's just a thin, yeah, it's just taking up space, but there's
no,
a, thin,
I've got a bit
but
of
like,
it.
Yeah. But as far as like actual anal, like anal sex is not, but still like every couple of years, I'm like, hey, we should try it. And every couple of years she gives in and lets me try.
We try.
I just invite friends over. Let's me try. And then we go right back. Both of us immediately agree. Like, yeah, this is not us. This is not for us. Like, yeah, but a vagina, it stays elastic the whole time.
Yeah.
A butthole, once you stretch it, it stays that size for a while and then slowly condenses back. So once you get in there, you're not really doing anything.
No. So I don't, I mean.
So how do you want to wrap up this first episode?
After all this talk, I'd say with a condom.
It's a pretty good way.
That would probably,
I feel like we should probably both go wash our hands.
Yeah.
Hands after this episode.
Before we end the episode, can I tell you about a fun study? they did a thing where they tried to see what would cause people to use more hand sanitizer, probably for marketing, but they made it sound like it was like MIT science and research shit. It's probably to fuck us.
This is a Stanford study.
But it was basically like when somebody else uses it, that's a cue. You know, I see him use it, I use it, you see me use it. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
That one I wasn't surprised about. When people watch pornography or anything suggestive, sexually suggestive, they use like 4 times more hand sanitizer throughout the rest of that hour than they do in any other situation, even getting physically dirty. Mentally dirty makes them want to wash their hands. That's weird.
That is weird.
Also, don't use hand sanitizer as anal lube. So how do you want to end this episode?
This episode was brought to you by our newest sponsor, which is a hand sanitizer that can be used for anal lube called, I'll let you tell them what it was called. You know, it's that new product. They just reached out to us. Okay, so
Sphincter Zone. Sphincter Zone is
a cleansing anal lube.
It's a cleansing anal lube. It's based with, it's a small amount of tea tree oil. There's no alcohol, nothing that will dry out your skin. There you go. And it's a grapeseed oil base, which is what's a really common organic massage oil. So it can be used as vaginal lubricant. It can be used as anal lubricant, or it can be used as a massage oil so that you can get your wife all turned on.
You can also use it for treating your wooden cutting boards in your kitchen.
Yes. It's actually, if you use it, if you fuck on your cutting board, it kind of, two birds
dual
on stone.
Purpose.
Yeah. It's nice. So all you got to do is go to, what's it called again?
Fuck, I forgot.
Sphinctertech.com/ Sphinctersown.com/ Matt and Andrew. Sphincterzone.com/Matt and Andrew for 45% off your first purchase. We'll see you next time.
Right here on Matt and Andrew's podcast.
He didn't even say the name right. Bye.